Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to lift this one for the kingdom.
To everything.
Maturing work in us. We're not able to learn some things if we
do not wait on God, if he does not take us through a trial or a tribulation, it's hard to understand God as a healer, as a deliverer, as a way maker, amen, as a comforter, glory to God, when we have never been in a situation where we weren't needed comforting, glory to God. And so we have to be understanding when we think about how God wants to take us through the course of life. Sometimes we think that because we're saved, amen, sometimes especially when we get saved, even at a young age, we think that we're going to push the button to happiness, praise God. Now there'll be no trial, no tribulation, no sorrow, no loved ones lost. Nothing's going to happen to us because we're in the hand of God. But being in the hand of God, what it really does, it allows you to go through your same circumstances as anybody else in this world, but not alone. He said he'll never leave you, that he will never forsake you, that he will never turn his back on you, but it doesn't mean that you're not going to have to go through things. Here's a challenge here. When you think about the relationship that you are not willing to take risks on, those same relationships are very shallow. Those relationships where it seems that, you can't trust them as far as you can throw them, if you begin to look at the kind of interaction you have with those people, very shallow. Very brief, very superficial. But when you have people that you can put your trust in, that you can rely on, even if you tell them, pick me up at 7:15, and for some reason that morning they're a little late, you still have confidence that they're going to show up because you have a relationship that is in depth, that is not shallow but deep enough to recognize if they're not on time, it's because something's wrong. It's because something held them up. It's because something has deterred them from coming because their word is good. I've challenged their word before. I've stood on their word before. And I know that if they're not able to make it at this particular time, it is not because it is not their intent. And so the same thing we have to look at when we talk about God. If we really trust God to be who he is, if we really believe in that God is almighty, and there's nothing too hard for him, that the safest place to be is in his will, and we're in his will, we have to believe that he that promised to come will come and will not tarry. We have to believe that. That's the reason why the scripture says here that as it begins to encourage the reader, amen, though I have my enemies, amen, they trouble me on every side, my enemies are round about me, they're offering them sacrifices. He said, because yet, will I say unto the Lord, praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry my voice out to you, have mercy on me and answer me. We know that we're in a position sometimes where people, especially the enemy, will look at us and they'll laugh at us into scorn because we're giving God praise, because we're magnifying him. But we're not doing it because we're delusional or we don't understand that we are in a dire situation. We're giving God glory and praise because we understand that if we wait on him, that he shall answer us. We have confidence that even our current situation is not going to last always because God has got our back. God is sitting on the throne, and he's orchestrating my life. He just wants us to trust in him. He just wants us to wait on him. And so the Bible begins to say, even as it talks about in the 10th verse of the Psalm 27th chapter, it says, when my father and my mother forsake me, glory to God. See, I go through some experiences. You're going to have to go through some tests and some trials and some tribulation. He said, even when my father and my mother left me, and I don't always mean a negative thing. I'm going to tell you what that means. What that really means is when I had to grow up, when I had to depend on my own self, when I had to stand on my own 2 feet to pull myself up on my bootstraps, my mother and father were not with me, but the Lord was with me, glory to God. The Lord didn't forsake me. He took me up. And I tell you what, that's my prayer for my children. And I think about them going out to college and living their own lives, amen. It's not that I turn my back on them, but I've released them into the hand of God, and they're going to have to learn how to wait on God. They're going to have to learn how to trust him. They're going to have to learn how to stand on his word. So I try to feed them the word of God as often as possible, making them understand that there's going to be a day that we're not going to be around. There's going to be a day when our head is not going to be able to reach far enough to help you do whatever needs to be done. And you need to trust in God the same way we trust in God. Praise the Lord. So we have to understand what God is saying here. We have to understand that God wants us to know that if we're going to have an intimate relationship with him, if we're going to be in a place or position where we're going to really depend on him and we want to have a thick and deep relationship, we're going to have to learn how to trust him. We're going to have to learn how to wait on God. God is our Father. He's our helper. He's our way maker. Praise the Lord. And in him we must trust. We have to trust him. What it says in Romans, amen, the 8th chapter. And I praise God for this. Amen. And again, to wind us up. But it's a very blessed lesson to understand why that patience is a virtue. Why is it making you strong when you are patient, when you're waiting on God, when you're trusting that he is going to make a way? Amen. In Romans, the 8th chapter, amen, the 27th verse says, and he that searches the heart knoweth what is mine of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And he says that we know, because of this, we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. The 26th verse says, and likewise, sorry, the 25th verse says, but if we wait for the things that we see not, then we do this with patience and we wait for it. Because our spirit, the spirit of our Holy Ghost, helps by infirmities. But we don't even know what to pray as we ought to. But the spirit itself makes an intercessor for us, and groanings which cannot be uttered with words. What it's saying here is that as we begin to have a knowing, if we begin to have a premonition of who God is in our life, amen, that's why we wait with patience. I tell you what, when you're on a bus stop and you know the bus is going to come and it's usually on time, and the bus driver always gets there when he's supposed to get there and get you to your destination, you will begin to develop patience. You'll have a confidence that if the bus stop at a certain time, that the bus is going to come and it's not going to hit me your destination. Well, what about your God? That you see as your shepherd, your buckler, your shield, your fortress, your healer, your deliverer, your way maker. Do you trust him enough to wait on him? Amen. Oh, you're always looking at your wife and wondering, God, when are you going to come? If you have confidence in who he is, if you have confidence in the fact of what he's already done in your life, how he's already made a way, he's already opened doors, he's already made crooked paths straight in your life, then we must wait on him. Again, I say wait on the Lord. Let him bless you. Let him use that waiting time to perfect you and to mature you and to get you ready for your next destination, praise the Lord. We're in a place in this time in the world where we see all these calamities and tragedies going on, all these things that are very evil. I tell you what, we're going to have to wait and see the salvation of the Lord. We're going to have to wait and recognize that God has a plan even in the midst of what we're going through right now. We're going to have to trust him. We're just going to have to believe that his will is being done on earth and stay in it. But lastly, as we talk about wait on the Lord, understand that the word wait really means to serve him. So when we wait on him, we're not just sitting around with our hands full waiting for something to unfold or to change or to do something differently. We are serving him as he begins to develop things in our life. Christianity is a journey. Amen. It's more like a marathon. That's why I'm not giving to the swift or the fastest, but it's giving to the one that endureth to the end. I'm encouraging my youth to wait on God. Allow him to make changes in your life. Allow him to protect you. Allow him to perfect you. Allow him to shape you and mold you and make you who he called you to be in this last and evil day. Father, we love you, praise and magnify you. We thank you for this opportunity to come once again before you in this word. Take this word and hide it deep in our hearts, and we might not sin against thee, but that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Pastor Steve Denwilliam, New Season, 30 Lamont Avenue in Dallas, Texas. We love you, we appreciate you, and we love to have you worship with us. God bless you and have a wonderful day.